This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You grew up with your daddy? Because I don't like women that grew up with their daddy because they have morals.
You Freaky Chan. I don't know how I get the name.
Fred, I'm here, kitty, kitty.
Here, Snakey, Snakey, the way you sound.
That's
right
what
now.
I give people.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. But in the pass bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Listen, we got a very special guest in the house tonight. Very dear to my heart because we know how I feel about animals. My guy, Mike Holston, also known globally as the real Tarzan. The real Tarzan.
Globally.
Globally. You didn't hear that. That's what makes it special.
Look, I'm gonna stop all that bullshit. He's trying to butter you up, right? It is what it is. He texted everybody this week. He said he ain't never swam with an orca.
Bro, orcas is crazy, but you got to do it.
It's coming. Nah, he say he the real Tarzan, though.
Oh, that's facts. What he
said. Didn't he say that?
Facts.
Something like that.
Look, everybody got Tarzan in them.
Ooh, I like that. See, that's why you here. I like that. Everybody has Tarzan in them. And I'm going to swim with wild orcas. In the wild, in Norway or New Zealand, just haven't had the time to do it. But now,
Tonga,
with you being here, you can probably make it even easier for me to make it happen.
Absolutely, bro.
And would you do it with me?
Absolutely.
See, that's bro, what,
that would be
what
a,
I'm talking
that,
about.
It would be an honor to swim with some orcas with the man himself, Ocho Cinco.
You know what? I love
like,
you.
Come on, man.
I love you.
Hold on. Time out. What you? An honor to swim with an orca after you just said that it's orcas is crazy?
Listen. Let's say what are orcas called? They're called killer whales.
Wait a minute. Do your homework first.
No, they're called killer whales.
Can
Chad.
I finish?
I don't give a damn what you talk
Can
about.
I finish?
Yes.
There has never, ever in the history of mankind been an attack on a human in the wild by an orca.
Man, it's captivity. Is that true? Only in captivity.
Only in captivity. Can I finish?
SeaWorld Shamu killed a bitch, Chad. Let's be honest.
What did I just say?
He said in the wild.
In the wild. It's normal. It's normal to be in New Zealand or Norway and be swimming and have orcas swim right up on you and don't pay you no mind. They don't even worry about you. No, you got to check it. It's on YouTube.
But what if they woke up? What if they had a bad day?
Why would they have a bad day? They're free.
Maybe the shrimp ain't where they thought the shrimp was going.
They don't eat shrimp. They don't eat shrimp. Hey, listen. It's two kinds of. Never mind.
Chad, I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the snake not having a good day because she hits.
I'm there with you. I feel you. Yeah. We're gonna make it happen. Orcas are special animals because they're orcas.
Uh-huh.
They're killer whales.
Yeah.
You know, they can kill whales, but they're so intelligent. They don't really belong in a freaking captivity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So for an interaction to happen like that with, you know, God rest the woman's soul or the man's soul who passed away, I don't really know. But think about it. In the wild, they can swim next to us and they ain't gonna kill us, but they kill whales. Think about the thought process that the animal has. Think about how many seals that thing eats, how many sea lions, how many great white sharks, how many whales and dolphins, you know what I'm saying? And then see us and be like, I don't wanna eat that thing.
Is that a thing though, like what y'all talking about? Cause you just named all these damn
That's just regular
species
animals.
In the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But do humans really swim with orcas?
Yeah. They got some in Norway.
There's a lady by the name of Ingrid Vesser. But I mean, obviously people watching they don't know, but she is a marine biologist who swims with orcas on a normal in order to study them.
So first, we got you here, special guest. We gotta dive into a lot. Bruh.
Like I'm passionate about this shit.
Bruh, you've been posting orcas for 50 years, bro. What the?
That's my
story. No, but I've never heard the story. I never knew why.
Okay, listen, the story behind why I'm so passionate, I love not just animals, but I've always been an advocate for them, but for killer whales specifically. I'm gonna say this now, I don't support captivity at all, not anymore. After Blackfish, the documentary came out, but in 1984, my grandma took me to this aquarium. And the first animal, obviously, the only thing I've ever seen, obviously, was dogs. Dogs and cats and iguanas being in the city.
Right.
And I went to this aquarium and I got to see Lolita at the show. And ever since then, and I got to be 85, whatever it was. But ever since then, I had become infatuated with the killer whale species to where I studied. And my goal was to be a marine biologist or veterinarian. It was either going to be dogs or I was going to work with killer whales. One of them was going to happen. And unfortunately, I ended up playing football. You know? But still to this day, and I don't think people really understand, they don't know the backstory and why I love them so much.
Yeah.
But dude, look, shut up. Don't say nothing.
Let me see your thigh. Look at this thigh.
Leg from the waist down is all killer whales.
No,
like everything. Yeah, every killer whale. I love them.
That's the inner Tarzan I'm talking about, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's in him, but he channeled that Tarzan energy in a football. And look what the hell he did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got that. And when I say a Tarzan, it ain't got nothing to do with me or the active animals. It's just the energy you need that what makes you go, that makes you happy. Everybody got that in them, whether it's for art, whether it's for music, whether it's for football, whether it's at a certain position in football. What's a position in the animal world, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got there's orca whale specialists, you know what I'm saying? There's orca whale Tarzans that got that energy, just orcas like you got on your leg.
I have a very important question. You're a huge advocate for animals, all walks of life.
Yep.
But I gave you my story, my little piece. How did you even become? How did that journey even start?
I mean, man, it was here before I was here. You know, my family was doing it. You know, my uncles loved animals. My mom loved animals. My grandma loved animals. My dad's mom, just to give you a peek into the background of who my family is when it just comes to animals, on a non-radar level, just regular local people, you know what I'm saying? From the hood, whether they're white or black or whatever mixing my family is, they diehard animals. My grandma and her sister, they were poor, you know, up in the city from Rhode Island. They loved dogs so much, they would go out. They was poor themselves, so they would eat food and whatever they would find outside, they would go feed the street dogs. You know, they would feed other people's dogs, feed other people's cats. One day, I guess the city started getting money and animal control came through, snatched up all the cats and dogs, locked them all up in the shelter. There was only one small, I'm from a small state, Rhode Island, New England, smaller state. So the damn animal shelter ain't too far away. They went and broke into the animal shelter and fucking let everything out. You know, they're like, yo, these are my dogs. You know, these are our dogs. But it just shows you the energy they had, which I was raised on. So when I came home from the hospital, I had two dogs already, which I'm pretty sure the average American in the world or anybody around the world got dogs at home. You know what I'm saying? Then I go to my other grandma's house and she got a cockatoo. You know what I'm saying? So she got a loud ass white bird with feathers talking. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to my dad and mama's house and they got dogs. She got a small dog and my dad got a pit. You know, and my grandma walking both of them down the street with no leash. So I'm, as a kid, I'm like, this is normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is life, you know? And then my grandma brother, he's in his house, in the same house as us, we lived on the third floor. He's on the first floor. He got a room full of open buckets, breeding rats and crickets and roaches to feed, to sell to the pet store for like 10 cents, 5 cents a piece.
Stop right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop right there. Like, I was doing my research on my little Greg Gumbel and James Brown stuff.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out who are you and why. Because, like, I think you're the most interesting person on the planet. And the reason why, because you're black and you swim with orcas, or you're not afraid to swim with orcas, you play around with lions, snakes. It's the craziest thing to me. We don't do that.
Right.
Where we come from, right? For real.
But it's lovely. So,
like, the more I'm, like, diving into your story, you know, I'm trying to figure out, like, where the hell is this dude from? And I couldn't find it. But what I did see was you came to Miami when you were around a teenager.
Yep.
And then you start working at a pet store almost like damn near for free.
Yep.
And living in your car.
Yep.
Was it that transition where you found your love for what you do, or was it in Rhode Island and why?
Nah, man, my love came back long time ago, back in when I was home as a kid, you know. 4 years old, I'm begging my mom for a pet snake. Begging. I need a snake. You give me a snake? How was school today? I want a snake. You want to go outside? No, I just want to read up on some snakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, read this. No, this is a book on snakes. I want a snake. Go past the pet store. Hey, mom, can I go in there and just hold the snake? Can I just go to the zoo and look at a snake? She's going to keep telling me no all week. I get to grandma's house. Hey, grandma, could we go to the zoo? I'm trying to see a snake.
Interesting. You said something. Life is a game of snakes on every level. What the hell does that mean?
You take it, you can let it go over your head. You can take it for a like me that likes snakes. It's just, you know, you gotta cut your grass if you don't want snakes in it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're scared of snakes, keep your grass cut low. Keep your bullshit to a minimum. You know what I'm saying? If you want snakes, I like snakes. So there are times that I don't cut my grass for a long time. Because I want to see the snakes. They out hunting, they out catching little lizards and shit. But the same thing in life, on every level of their grass growing, there's different types of snakes. You got to watch your back, you got to watch what you're doing, you got to watch what you're eating, because whether it's a snake in the food department, it's going to catch your ass with cancer or something. Mm. Whether it's, you know, around the street selling some dope, is this someone going to catch your ass slipping one day and take your shit? You know what I'm saying? If there's someone on the field, he is snake. Not in the essence of your enemy, but he's trying to take your spot. You know what I'm saying? There's a snake on every single level that you got to be ready for, yeah. You know, of your life. Whether you 10 years old, 15, 25, 30, 40, 50, there's snakes lurking. And if you ain't with the snakes, then keep your bullshit to a minimum, meaning stay in the gym, stay in your books. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your craft. Don't drift off because a snake going to catch your ass.
Well, first of all, you need to get this damn snake because it's hissing. That's first. Like, I ain't taking no pictures with no snake. Done that. Me, she, my wife. No.
Give him the beat.
No, bro. Bro, I will run off this.
She loves you.
And it's going to be empty seat.
You scared
right
of snakes?
Yeah. Mishi, that's a whole other story we can go into. When Mishi and I first got together, she had pythons. And I told her before she come out the demo when I was playing for the Bronx, I said, you got to get those to the elementary school.
What?
Yeah. That's what happened. So she finally got her snake, little QT. It's called, you know, quarantine, whatever the hell she call it.
Wait a minute. How you just gonna let that go? You scared of snake? Man, give him the snake. We gotta get
him.
No, but listen.
B, hold the fucking snake.
Listen, this is about mental health. Yeah. You gotta get, listen, this is about mental health. You gotta overcome this shit, and it's gonna happen today.
Look.
What you doing?
I rubbed my face.
It's going around his neck, Tarzan. Get it.
It can't. It's not big enough to kill you, B.
You got to overcome this. B, we just talked about checking in on each other, right? Are you okay?
We checking him. Check him, Chad.
Chad, get Chad the snake.
Chad, go
hey, man, be easy
around.
With my baby over there, Sasha. You know?
And treat her with care. Treat her with care.
Easy with my
That's
baby.
My girlfriend.
Let go.
Treat her with care. B, you going to get up and run?
Hold on. No, I ain't running, but I just got to make sure he's straight.
You can't run with them tight-ass pants on anyway.
B, are you serious?
I'm serious, bro.
B, just grab the snake. Is this it?
He's trying to make it look good for TV, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it look good for
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, he ain't holding the snake
come
right.
On,
what you want me to do?
You got to grab the snake. I'm with you. Come on.
B, we got
that,
your back.
That
we
snake got been back. Hissing since we started.
Give me some advice.
Come on, B.
Look, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. She in defensive position right now because she's on the couch. She's chilling. She's no longer in someone's hands. She's no longer with somebody. So right now, as you can look at her, let's look at her movements. Just like a dog, every animal, you can read them.
She about to quarrel and snap.
So she may just get defensive because she's on the couch. She's chilling. She feels where she can. She just moved into the pillow and she's hidden. A snake ain't stupid. So if you go over there and you walk up to her, she might go up in the S position. She might wiggle her tail a lot like she's faking like she's a rattlesnake. She may open her mouth and hiss. She may just look at you and literally not move. And you may get close and she may jump and you may jump. Now you're both scared. But that snake is not going to bite you. That's what you, but it can bite you. It will bite you, but she's not going to bite you.
Because that's contradiction.
Listen.
Tarzan, that's contradiction.
If you grab the snake and squeeze it, she'll turn around and bite the shit out of you.
Okay.
If you come up on that snake in the wild and you just grab it and you don't, she don't see you, you don't see her, she'll turn around and bite the shit out of you. But she is hanging out with us. She knows she's around other things. You know what I'm saying? A human. So she knows she can't eat us.
How the hell you figure this all out?
you gotta spend time with it. Bro, just go pick him up. You good?
I'm good right now.
You good?
Yeah.
You good?
Come on, B.
I don't even pick up Misi's little 9-inch snake.
You Gucci, bro. This is a great one to start off with.
Can you come with me?
Bro, for sure. I'm right here.
No, ain't no right here. Come with me.
Right here, bro.
B, you got to establish dominance. Stop talking. Just do it. Like on
build
Sunday.
Build a callus?
Yeah, you got to have a kid.
Build a callus, B.
You crazy. You pick it up and I'll pick it. You pick it up and hand it to me.
I have nothing, no. No,
he.
I already held the snake, B. It's okay.
Did he hold it?
He did. I passed it to Ocho. You the only one acting like a bitch right now.
Bro, he cool. Is he still good?
He good.
So what I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to grab where I'm supposed to grab.
Just look. Grab it with open hands like that. Just like that. Just like that. Bro, you Gucci. Just don't drop it. Don't drop it.
Only a Z will grab the snake.
Look. Same way, just take your hand where his hand's at. Perfect.
There we go. Reach right underneath that. There ain't no goddamn napkin.
That ain't gonna work.
Grab the snake, boy. She's talking to you. Her name's Sasha. Okay. She's bad.
Two hands open like that. Why don't
you treat it like a bad girl?
Yep, just like that.
Pretend it's Sunday. It's a DB in front of you. Establish dominance.
Yeah, good. Gucci. Establish
dominance. Now raise. Now just raise up.
Now pick it up. Yep. Go on with the belly. Perfect.
Grab the front.
Right there.
There you go, B.
There you go.
Go.
Boom. Now remember, she's not gonna bite you. That's all you need to worry about. That's all you need to worry about. So you can chill.
Calm down.
You know what I'm saying? You chilling.
Count to 10.
You chilling.
Man, be a man.
Three. Count to 10.
Four.
Just look at me. Don't even look at the snake.
Six.
Yeah. I do this.
Yeah. Don't look at the snake, B.
Okay,
I'm right here.
B. Okay.
Stay with me.
I'm with you.
Stay with me.
I'm with you.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good.
It was good?
It was good.
How the kids?
They good.
How's the family?
Good.
We just had a breakthrough.
Yo, you did it, bro. Woo. Thank you. You broke a snake fear.
Oh, look at this. I'm feeling them. What is he doing?
Cause look, you gotta let him a little loose.
Hold him. I'm holding tight. I'm doing too much. He feel that.
Yeah, you know. You good.
Tarzan, come get him.
You just a tree branch, man.
All right, cool.
You just a tree branch. You good. You can sit and you chilling.
Yeah. Ooh, he wrapping my finger.
You Gucci, man.
Don't put it on a thing.
Misi, you see this, Misi?
Treat it like a woman.
Yeah. Hey, Misi.
Oh, shit. Hey. Yo, you chilling. You good.
Hey, Misi.
You good.
Sit down, man. Treat
you good.
Fred, what's up?
I already did that.
Okay.
Yeah. I got my time.
Okay. Hey, we really had a breakthrough. That's dope, man. Congratulations.
So really, much like anything else, right? When you look at athletes from different, you know, all spectrums of sports, right? Baseball, football, basketball, rugby, soccer. It's about the time on task, the repetition. Because B asked you, how did you learn all of that?
Yeah.
You know, you're a young black kid from Pride, 401, right?
Yep.
Rhode Island. I love Pride. I was up there for a small period of time. I'm with B. One, how the hell you learn all that? Your people raise pits and dogs. How did you go a step further?
Just spending time, man, you know, just constant every day, all day, you know, every thought you have. As I believe someone said a couple days ago, I have an obsessive personality. So when I was a kid, I had rubber snakes. Like I had.
You started with snakes.
I had rubber snakes, bro. I had plastic animals that I kept looking at. Like, yo, I want to go outside and catch them. Ain't no snakes up in Providence. You can't go in your backyard in Providence.
Right.
Find snakes. You know what I'm saying? Or can you? Read about it.
Right.
Ask people about it. Where you live at? Where you live at? You live close to the city. You live close to the woods. You live close to the beach. You got snakes in your yard? Yeah? You see snake? You lying. Yo, my guy, go Uncle Jay house, he got snakes. You know what I'm saying? You go Uncle Jay house, he got fucking earthworms.
That's
crazy. It ain't snakes. So as a kid, I'm mad. I'm like, yo, I need it. But the repetition is, once you start reading about snakes and learning about snakes, you figure out there's thousands of species of different snakes. You know what I'm saying? And then you start hanging around different species of snakes and knowing, okay, that one's different than that one. That one's different than that one. This one's super defensive. This one just curl up in a ball all day. You know what I'm saying? Then you start seeing 1,500 different species of snakes. And then this one's called the ball python. Why is it called the ball python? Well, because it rolled into a ball. That's observation. The first scientists went out and studied and saw this little snake see a person and curl up into a ball.
But no, so there's love. People love stuff. And then loving it to making it like your passion. And then also, let's move further to making it monetary, to making money off of that. Where, like, I love snakes, too. I had snakes, and I was holding a snake and all, but
you look,
I had to play
scared.
Football,
you look
and
scared
I had to do
holding
media.
The snake for real, bro. You was a little tight.
I ain't scared of that. Yo,
he chilling, and you was, like, stiff.
Who? I ain't stiff, man. I had snakes, man. But, no, I hold it. But, no, but even that, like, where did you, at what moment did you say, okay, I can make this a job?
It was my life. It was never a job. You know what I'm saying? The
but
social
bro,
media.
Bro, you gotta eat though, bro. No,
oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. The love just originated just being obsessed with just snakes. And then it went from snakes to birds. You know, my grandma had a bird. I'm starting to read about birds. I'm like, why the hell is bird in the cage? You know what I'm saying? I let my grandma a $4,000 cockatoo out the cage and to go fly with the pigeons. I didn't know any better. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I learned about the birds just quick. You know, like, all right, bird, they can fly high. How high can a bird fly? How long can the bird fly? Why do they hang on telephone poles? Why is there a falcon? Why is there a pigeon? I'm asking all these questions as a kid because my grandma got a damn cockatoo and he won't shut the hell up, you know, but I'm just a kid. So I'm asking all these questions and then I figure out, oh, yeah, it's a bird. You got to be free. But think about how much $4,000 is back in, you know, 97, 98 when you want Section 8. You know, my grandma probably bought that bird from a tax check or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And I done let the $4,000 bird go. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me obsessing over something. I'm going outside finding roadkill and bringing it home because my mom was an RN. And I'm like, can you bring it back to life? Like, is he dead? Wow. Is his heart still beating? You know what I'm saying? I'm finding dead shit. And I'm going in the yard, burying it real quick, saying a quick prayer and going back playing. You know what I'm saying? It's just not one. It's just not a snake. It's all of them. I want to learn, like, damn, why the hell these ants biting me? You know what I'm saying? And also, I'm also wondering why ants are crawling on me and they ain't biting me. What species? They got different species of ants. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how my mind
So is the proper title for you educator, content creator?
I'm just an observer, man. I feel I'm still so young in the aspect of learning. And there's so much more to learn. So I can't call myself an expert. I educate people on the basic information of animals. You know, the same shit you can just Google. There's certain levels of information that I can't give out because the public, the audience that I have won't reciprocate it. I can't sit here and go on a scientific rant with someone that don't know shit about a different species of snake or different species of orca, or you know what I'm saying? It just, it's different. I can't go into detail with a baseball player that never played football to tell them between the slot receiver and a wide out.
I got a question. Are there any more of us that do what you do? Because you're the first one I ever met.
It's a bunch of us. It's tons of us. You know what I'm saying? There's women like me. There's men like me. There's young kids. There's people I meet out there. I'm like, damn, dog. Like, if you got a 1 in a million shot, you can be me or be Will Smith in your department. You know what I'm saying? I meet so many people out there, black people, white people, Spanish people, Asian people. And I realize, like, damn, there's so many stigmatations of where you got to, I don't know if there's a word, stigmatations.
I don't.
Freaky Fred make up stuff all the time.
No,
55,
no, no.
50, and we talking about 100%. like, yeah, we good.
Black people don't do this. They don't like animals and that, but there's so much of us. You know, I meet so many.
I didn't know that. That are huge advocates for not just dogs, but for all walks of life.
Yeah,
you are,
man,
the first person
hardcore.
ever came in contact with, let alone seen on Instagram with a following like that, that's been able to monetize based off their passion and love for animals.
So he just brought something to my attention. One, I had a question. What's your favorite species of snake or animal?
Anaconda.
Anaconda.
As a snake.
All right. And then just overall as animal.
I'll say probably a jaguar.
He got 20 dogs.
I love dogs. Dogs are arguably number one as well. Honestly, I can go toe-to-toe why I love a dog versus why I love a jaguar with anybody.
Snakes. We're right here in Florida, South Florida, just off the Everglades.
Yep.
How do you feel about these contests and competitions about people that go into the Everglades, into the swamps, rounding up the pythons and being able to kill them, sell their skins, you know, for boots or purse or whatever
yeah.
it might be. But these are all out competition
yeah.
because of the they're overpopulated.
Yeah.
You know, in our swamps.
They're invasive, too.
And they're invasive. They so how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like that sucks because I like snakes. You know, I feel like that sucks for anything to go out and just get killed and turn into a wallet. It sucks. It sucks to be at that point in the totem pole of life to be able to have another species say, hey, go kill that. It ain't the snake's fault that it's there. It's just surviving. At this level, at the level of this snake's life and history of time, he's invaded Florida. It's not just me. There's tons of animal people out there that's like, damn, take them Burmese pythons if they kill them and send them off to facilities. Send them off to elementary schools. Send them off to Dick's Sporting Goods. Send them off to more zoos and more places to educate, you know what I'm saying, about an invasive species. Don't just say the first thing is to go kill them. Because first of all, you ain't going to get rid of them.
But, bro, I hunt. I shoot the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
I have deers, hogs, snakes, like quail. Like, I hunt ducks. I hunt all
the
ducks.
You're a human. You're apex predator. You got to go eat.
But I was going to say, like, do you, from a hunter, are you a vegetarian? Like,
no.
So you eat meat?
Was my question, bro. Where you come from?
I was asking a question. I was just going into hunting, Fred. You see how Fred do me, bro? But even that, like, you respect these animals so much, but, like, you're not vegan. You're not a vegetarian.
There's a point in my life where about maybe 2 years ago, I said, I'm going to try this vegan, vegetarian thing, and it's just... I lost some weight. I gained some weight. I felt great. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. It was an amazing part of my life to try something new, to say, hey, I'm going to stop eating meat. I'm going to eat Beyond Meat burgers, or I'm going to eat veggie burgers from everywhere I go instead of ordering a cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat a bunch of kale and some bunch of fruit. I'm feeding a whole bunch of animals fruit all day, and I'm eating fruit myself.
You stopped doing that, right?
Yeah, I stopped
eating. Don't you feel better about yourself?
No, I started eating meat again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about. I hate that health shit though, especially him.
I'm getting there. We gonna go there.
There's a reason why I eat meat. It ain't like it's a.
He a pescatarian. What you call him?
Pescatarian.
Yeah, whatever.
You go to your page. You see two things. We gonna talk about all these animals, and you know it's amazing. And then on the other side, fitness and health and wellness. So on the show, we don't got no damn segments. We don't got no format. But pretty much it's like Ocho versus science.
Yep.
And like, he think eating McDonald's every day, your calories is up in your chest. Like, that's a thing. And for you, like, health and wellness is serious. So, like, I want to hear about that, bro. Like, can you please teach us, man, that eating correctly and working out, you know, there.
How that, you going to use that as example when you, it didn't work for you? It didn't work for you. You ate correctly. You ate your rice cakes and always fucking hurt.
Didn't work for him. It didn't work. Didn't work for him.
No, it didn't work. I played, never got hurt. You know why? Because I bit a fucking callus.
There you go. Hey.
Bro, no, no, for real.
But seriously, you know what? This is the thing. And one thing I hate that people do. Yeah. I hate they do this. They always go to genetics.
Yeah.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm black.
What's your ethnicity?
Same.
What's your ethnicity?
Same.
What are you?
Black.
Don't tell me about fucking genetics. We already got the fucking gift. Every last one of us. Don't tell me what the fuck I'm eating is a reason that I'm feeling fucking better. Don't do that. Don't tell me the fucking almond milk and the fucking, oh, I'm cutting dairy out my fucking.
Yeah.
When you were a little kid and when you were in kindergarten, they told you to drink milk because it does what?
Makes your bones strong.
You motherfucker. Now, well, all of a sudden, we get to a point in life where we're lactose intolerant. No, we ain't.
Do almonds have a nipple?
Huh?
Do almonds make milk?
No. Is it man-made though? Just ask me. Is it man-made?
Yes. Men make almond milk.
Who makes almond milk?
Men makes almond milk.
Thank you. And let me tell you, the propaganda behind this shit, they trying to sell a product.
Yeah, healthy boy.
Why is the healthy shit so fucking expensive? Why? Because at the end of the day, it's about a fucking dollar. And you're fucking brainwashed, B.
Hold on, time out. I'm halfway with you.
Am I wrong?
It ain't 55-50. It ain't 50-50. Start with me. I'm halfway with you. And here's why, because you talked about dairy, right?
It's a money grab.
The studies, yes.
Who did the studies?
The people who were making, who created the dairy, created these.
Who are they? Bro, what's his name?
I'm with
you. Can I ask you a question?
Time out.
The people that are doing the research, and writing all this shit down that want to sell a product, where are they from? Mm-hmm. What do you think their ethnicity is?
What that got to do with anything?
Listen to where I'm going.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at Hero, HERO.CO.
We're in a period of rapid change, and sometimes it can feel like things are spinning out of control. With political tensions, anxiety, and loneliness rising, and questions about how to live a good life on everyone's mind, finding answers can seem harder than ever. For millennia, spiritual thinkers have offered wisdom and tools to help people find their way in trying times. Advice that even a scientist like me, Dave DeSteno, is finding have a lot to offer. To join the conversation, look for How God Works wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash
with this because it's going over your head. My bad.
You thought I wasn't gonna get your ass that much.
Listen to what I'm saying. The people doing the research, the science, writing the books, doing everything that whatever it is, who are the people doing it?
I'm with you. I don't know who the people are, but when I'm with you.
You don't know, but you believe in it though.
So like there's science.
You don't know who they are, but you believe in it.
No. Let me finish now. This is why I'm with him with some of the stuff he's talking about. Eating McDonald's every day. No, bro.
Okay,
ain't it.
Listen, I do it in moderation.
But what you saying, you're making some sense now.
Okay,
now you're making some sense because there's research behind, like, let's say eating yogurt or eating red meat every single day and what that does to our bodies. Like, what we put in our bodies, like, our bodies have a chemical reaction. And what we put in our bodies is either it's making us better or it's hurting us, it's killing us, right? And we talk about, you know, our community and how, if we're healthy or unhealthy. So here's where things hit for me. And why I haven't ate meat in 2 years. Because I don't understand where this stuff is coming from. It's because there's research and studies behind, you know, certain things that we're eating. Meat, red meat, yogurt, and how it could be potentially cancerous. How it is cancerous. And so they're putting dairy, certain effects and things, like how we react to dairy. How, you know, so there's people out there that's like, yo, this stuff is good for you. Got milk, right? Yeah, so I see you smiling. You know where I'm going. They're paying for this research, right? They're paying, the publications that say like this stuff is healthy for us, the people who are monetizing it and making money off of it are the ones that are saying, got milk? The ones that are saying like, this is good for you. Does a body good? And the reality is there's 1,000 papers on the back end that says that this is cancerous. This is linked to heart disease, type 2 diabetes.
Can I ask a question? Well,
No. I want to ask you, B. So how do you figure it out? From the got milk, does a body good, to almond milk is the way to go, to red meat, and the studies, I've even heard it, where our intestines are made like herbivores.
Right.
How long our intestines are herbivores. Chad, and I know you don't like science, but... Hmm. If you look at a lion and a wolf's intestines, they're a lot shorter because all they do is eat meat. Our intestines are long like cows. So who do you side with? And I think that's what you and Chad are going through, because you want to side with the people that are saying, hey, we need to be vegetarians. But Chad is siding with the people that be like, these people are trying to make money off almond milk and all that stuff. Bro, there are two different sides. And you don't know who's lying or who's telling the truth. I don't know if it's half truth or whatever.
Look at the facts.
But how do you figure out? How do you figure out which side is there?
Follow the money.
They all making money.
Everything's about numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
Numbers
though.
Don't lie. Statistics, right? We can track
that. There's a right and a wrong.
We are
But we were living longer. We're living longer before all the science bullshit came along.
How many more people are dying of cancer? How many more people are dying? Heart disease, the number one killer in America.
You can't fucking control no matter what you do. To me, I believe everything is preordained or predetermined. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do in life that's going to adjust that. Nothing. You say...
I am.
You believe in God?
I do.
So why do you think you control the end result?
Oh. Because First Peter. So you want to go there? Scripture.
You believe in God, right?
Scripture. Faith without works is dead. Meaning that we can say all the time, like let's say I'm sitting here, I'm 400 pounds and I'm unhealthy. Some people are built, they thick, you know what I mean? They big boned it, right? It is what it is, how God made you. But some people is just like unhealthy. But to answer your question is faith without works is dead. So meaning that, you know, If I'm asking God to take this weight off of me and I don't have a healthy lifestyle and healthy habits, it ain't gonna never happen. I'm probably gonna die, and then everybody gonna look around at the funeral and be like, yo, oh my goodness, God, what happened? Well, you ain't do your part.
That's not the way
it
works.
With the big casket.
That's not the way it works.
That's not the way it works.
You know what, God, I'm gonna eat this and you're gonna let me live longer. Everything is already set in stone when it's time to go.
That's what I wanna get back to. Because we kind of jumped off topic, right?
We did. I want to talk about fucking animals. Why do you like fucking sharks? Why do you like sharks? Sharks are fucking boring.
No, they're not.
Sharks suck.
No, sharks
don't do anything.
Awesome.
They have no fucking personality.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah.
But you can touch them.
That's why I like killer whales. Huh?
You can reach and touch a shark. You can touch anything in life,
but sharks are really boring.
He has a business, by the way.
I have a shark business.
He has a shark business.
Dive. You do?
I shark dive.
This
dude is the black crocodile. What is it called? What's the dude?
Crocodile. That's why I was saying the real Tarzan, bro. The snakes, the sharks, and all that. I actually own a shark diving company. Oh, no cage. Up in Pompano.
What you swim with?
We swim with mostly it's lemons and nurses because they are nice. And then we got hammerheads come around, makos come around. Hammerheads scared the shit out of me. Hammerheads are crazy.
Yeah.
Hammerheads are coming to the boat real fast, and that's
I just swam at Galapagos with a bunch of hammerheads. Sharks are awesome, man. Sharks are just a lot of animals are misunderstood. And a lot of animals have, look at Jaws. You know what I'm saying? Jaws scared the shit out of a generation of people. Like, not even just black people, white people, just people in general. Everybody scared the shit out of open water, freaks people out. You go too far on the beach and that shit starts coming up here, freaking people out. You know what I'm saying? Let alone a shark attack, you know? But it's just, it's a bunch of myths, man.
Sharks are like puppies. When they swim up to you, if they get too close, you just push their head and they swim away. They really are. Sharks are like puppies.
What happened when they're hungry and your whole leg gone?
Sharks are like puppies. Something's like, they refer to it as a puppy. Every animal has that connection you can have with a puppy.
But I'd much rather swim with orcas that are the most intelligent mammal on land or sea.
But that means they can they know what's going on and they can bite your ass. I like dumb animals.
Like what?
I like dumb animals. I do, bro. I gotta ask a real question.
We are at the fact check. Let's do a quick fact check. Is an orca a mammal?
It's a mammal. What are you talking about? It's a dolphin. I've been studying this since I was freaking 12 years old. You're going to tell me what a fucking mammal is?
It is a mammal.
It is a mammal?
You know what makes a mammal?
Let me get one for that. Let me get one.
Go ahead. No.
But no. Let's do it. Do you know what makes a mammal?
Yeah, so a mammal, freshwater, and also freshwater and saltwater, right?
Are we mammals?
Mammals have to do with freshwater and saltwater. What do you see,
Elf? We mammals?
Bro, I'm never sending my kids to UCF.
We
yes, we're mammals, because we have babies that aren't in eggs, and we breathe there, bro.
Mammals.
Fresh water and salt water.
Call the Siri.
A warm-blooded vertebrate animal of class distinguished by possession of hair or fur. The secretion of milk by the females for the nourishment of the young. And typical, hold on, the birth of live young.
Did you hear
young.
The key word in that? Milk, not
some,
almond.
Some natural habitat is fresh water and some is salt water. So I was right.
You see how you do?
They got me. It's cool. See, but hey, I'm okay. Like, I don't study no damn animals. Like, you got animals on your leg. Well, I got animals
bro,
on my
you
leg
Gucci.
As well, but.
You Gucci, man.
Cool, I'm cool.
You're cool.
I'm cool.
You're good. I want to ask you about the Black Mamba, though.
Black Mamba's no joke. R.I.P. to my man, Kobe.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, what's the correlation?
I mean, for Kobe's part, he locked in a Mamba mode, you know? Go to the motherland and what's a Mamba? He ain't f***ing with it.
So you will never handle...
Oh, me, of course. But I'm just saying, like, a Mamba in general as a snake.
Is it the most venomous? Or
no.
Top five?
Nope. As far as potency, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say top five. Don't quote me on it. It's a lot of snakes that's venomous, that have crazy venoms. There's venom called hemotoxic venom and cytotoxic venom and neurotoxic venom. The cytotoxic is a mix between both of them. Snakes carry both of them. One destroys your flesh from the outside in. The other attacks your nervous system. The neurotoxin, that's what it's called.
So what's the most potent? What's the most dangerous?
Some of the most potent snakes have the mixture of both. Also, some snakes, depending on the size, which is like a Black Mamba, they get f***ing big, you know? And a Black Mamba ain't gonna dump all its venom in you if it bites you, but if it does, it can kill a couple elephants. That's how much potency it has. But it also knows it has venom. And it's roaming around the motherland on the ground with honey badgers, leopards, crocodiles, monitor lizards, lions, you know, eating this shit. So
would you,
they have to protect themselves.
Would you take the chance and handle a Black Mamba the way you're handling...
Sasha.
Yeah, man, any snake I can...
Sasha.
You know, anybody can work around an animal like a Black Mamba and get comfortable with it. I've seen people free handle Black Mambas all the time. Would I do it? Absolutely. Is it smart? Absolutely not. Right. You know, I will be putting the wrong message out there for anybody to think that you can hold a venomous snake with your bare hands. You can't. It's bad.
Like, how can you tell a kid to go handle, I know you're talking about Black Mamba, but a tiger, a lion, like you.
You gotta get your foot in the door, man. You gotta start somewhere.
I don't wanna call it a profession, though. What is it? I think for him, it's passion.
Okay, even if it's that, like, what advice can you give to a kid saying, I want to go handle a Black Mamba? But I'm saying, Fred, if you make money off of it, it is a profession.
That doesn't mean it's a profession. I guess
yes.
by definition and title, yeah. Yeah, he probably, yeah, I'm sure.
Do you get paid off what you do?
I get paid to live. I pay myself to live. I get gigs to live. You know, I get gigs to pay for dog food. It ain't about a check. If you want to go for a check, animals ain't the way to go. The top animal person is gonna make maybe $70,000 a year.
Don't answer his question.
With an 8-year degree.
Because he played football.
Fred.
Football started out as a passion for you. Am I right?
As a younger kid.
You never looked at this and say, I'm gonna get paid for it.
Fred, I wanted to make it to the NFL and make millions my whole life. That was the point of playing football.
I never had that dream.
You never thought about, I'm going to play football and I'm going to go to the league.
I never had that dream. I did the shit even throughout majority
to
of my...
To compete.
The first career.
That's what you say.
Fred, but, you ain't never think about the sack.
No.
You never thought about the sack.
Not until I started getting the money.
That's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. You see him diving with I'm octopus. Say,
but that's what I was going to ask him. But
so
kids,
it's crazy,
but
right?
But have
you have to have a passion.
I want to be a lawyer, a doctor, a fireman, a policeman, all the things that people say, Fred, because they that's my going to be my
all
career.
All that shit
when
is crazy.
Up.
Chef, it's chef, all chef. Crazy.
Chef, is Freaky Fred crazy for not starting football and thinking about the check?
He was here for the passion.
That's my dog. Y'all trying to...
I got a passion see? For cooking. And it just happens to make money.
Chef, here's my question for you. I mean, like, everybody has a brand. Everybody has, you know, a purpose in life.
Okay.
So what advice do you give to those out there that's like, you know what, I ain't going to go work in corporate America. I'm not going to do that thing. You know, so, like, this battle between passion and getting a check.
Well, not all passions...
Result in getting a check.
Yeah, result in getting a check. Some do. And for me, my blessing is my passion, and it just happens to make me money, too.
So do you chase the check, or do you live with purpose and follow your passion?
Well, if you love it enough, wouldn't income come be the end goal? Wouldn't that happen anyway?
Well, for me, it was about... It was like it went hand in hand for me, so I can't really explain that. It was my passion... And it just happened to make money. Because yeah. I cooked at home for free for years. You know what I mean? And I loved it. And I just wanted to enhance it. So I went to school and even still practice. Because I love it. And it just happens to be lucrative.
So what Chef Nancy's talking about. On Sunday, before the game, did you say, I'm going to go ball out so I can get a big check? Or you wanted to ball out because you wanted to destroy... The DB was in front of you. You want to have a big game.
All of it.
Did you think about a check on Sunday?
I'll tell you this, Fred.
No, I'm
about to answer the question.
Go ahead.
It ain't a yes or no question. It's deeper. You asked me very complex questions.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm with Channing on this. When I was 6 years old living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I was watching the Pittsburgh Steelers. Barry Foster, Bubby Brister, you know, all those boys. And... At 6 years old, there was something weird in me where I was like, I was mad. And I was like, why didn't Barry Foster score that touchdown? I'm like, Mom, I can go do that right now. Like right now, I truly believe that I can go score 20. It was crazy. Right, I was 6 years old, right? So for me in that moment, it wasn't about like competition and all that. It was like, this is what I was born to do. You know what I mean? And then as I grew older, and I started getting exposed to everything. It was everything. It was the check. It was, you know, the gold jacket. It was, you know, all pro. It was Pro Bowl. And I think that gets into a little bit of the conversation of like, when's enough enough? You know what I mean? So like, for me, it was everything, bro. Like I wasn't competing. Once I got to a certain level where I understood the economics of it, I was like, I need that. That's part of the reason why I struggled, Fred, to be honest with you, is because I'm like, you know, $10 million, I'm worth that. Let me get that.
That's part of it. But when you lined up on Sunday, after you did your entire week of install game planning, Fast Friday, Saturday walkthrough, Sunday, it's time to get it in, versus whoever you studied throughout the entire week. When you lined up, the first thing that came to your mind was not a check.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Let me tell you what it was, though.
You want to destroy this guy in front of you, and you want to win the game.
And no, it wasn't
check,
because
check
of
check came after that.
Mm-mm. It wasn't.
Had to.
It was life or death for me. And I think that's why I struggled. Because my senior year in college, my mom was living in Atlanta, Georgia. Where you from, Channing? And my senior year, I ain't had nowhere to go. My senior year... I went home for Christmas break. You know, we got that month off, Christmas break. And there was 8 of us living in a motel. And I looked around and I'm like, this ain't right. And so, like, for me, it was like, I got to get my mom out, my sister, with 3 kids. You know what I'm saying? So that was on my mind. Mat drills, 5 a.m. When things got tough, that's all I was thinking about was my mom in that moment.
even like I had a moment where I was at a crisis. I was at a roadblock. When I got back from that situation, going into my senior year, I had a roommate, and that roommate was selling weed. And I was like, yo, I ain't doing that. That Pell Grant, they give me $4,000. Like, I was giving that $4,000 to my mom. I ain't had no money. I asking Pops, like, Pops, like, I want to go out this weekend. We're going to go to the Vaneys. We're going to go this and that. He gave me 10 bucks. I ain't had no money. And so I was like, yo, bro, put me on. I need an ounce. And so I had a decision to make right there. And that's what it was always for me. It was life or death. It was like, you know, do I go football? Do I go this? I gotta get my mom and I'm out of this situation. So that's real for me.
It's a pretty good majority that goes through that. But at the very end of the day, what I've come to know you as a person and as a player, I doubt when you lined up, you said, I'm finna go get this money.
No.
I mean, we all To line up quickly,
what you're talking about, 3rd and 10, I got to cover this running back. I'm not thinking about money. But every game I played in, I knew how much I was getting paid on that Sunday.
Nah, that's not a problem, though.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. My first year was $17,000. The league minimum was $17,000 a year.
It's a good thing.
I still remember that, Fred. $17,000 a game my rookie year.
But that's okay. You 17 that's weeks divided by 5,
but I
10,
knew, I knew what
15
I was,
million, whatever you're making. That's
I knew
easy
why
now.
I was going out here to put my body on the line.
But you're not thinking about that, because if you thought about that when I played you, I'm running past your ass in a heartbeat.
I ain't think about that.
Y'all missed the most important part of the story. Did y'all listen to what he just said? There was a little bit of Pablo Escobar because he got an ounce to sell some motherfucking weed.
He ain't going to make but $200 off
the ounce. It don't matter. So he had it in him. So you really a dope boy. Really, honestly, you a DB.
No.
No?
Stop. It was overcoming. Like I feel like we all products of our environment. And we have to really... We have to do a good job of, like, educating ourselves and, like, dropping our belief system to figure out, like, who we are and why we think the way we think. So, for me, the environment that I come from, my dad was one of the biggest dope boys in the game. So, in college, I called my dad. I'm like, Dad, I had a bean bag and I had an ounce. And all I was thinking about wasn't about, I didn't want to be a dope boy. I just felt that pain. Like, how I go a whole Christmas break? And there's 8 of us. Living in a motel on Wesley Chapel in Atlanta, right? Like, it was the most phenomenal experience I ever had because it was like we brought us together. But I'm like, my mom ain't gonna live like that no more. My sister and little Armani ain't gonna live like that no more. So the only thing I could think about, because I couldn't work, I tried to work at McDonald's, tried to do that, but I ain't had no time because in the morning time, I was, whether spring or summer, depending, it flip-flop. It's either you working out, practicing, or you in class, and it flip-flop spring, summer. So for me, it was like, I can't work. So how am I going to make money? This dude getting money, and he just on campus. So I called my dad, and I'm like, Dad, like, this is what I'm thinking. And he says, son, if you thinking that, let me teach you the game. Because I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want you to get hurt. So he came to the crib. Campus. We on campus. And we started to talk a little bit, but it was very short. He cut it short and then he left. Then he called me. He said, excuse my language, he said, nigga, are you crazy? You about to throw it all away? He said, come on, man, you come too far. And that ounce of weed sat in that bean bag for a whole year. I never touched it, never sold it. And I chose to go that way and say, you know what? I struggled this long. What the hell is another year? So that was my story. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question. What happened? What would you do? What if you never made it?
If I never made it?
What would you do?
I don't even know, but I'd be successful.
Hey, whatever it is you want to do, huh?
Whatever I want to
Freddie,
do.
Freddie, what happened? What if you never made it? Like, dead ass. Don't lie to me. Like,
no,
if you
I'm
really
true.
Never made it.
I'd probably be back in the muck doing something stupid.
B, even with your circumstance, what if that opportunity never presented itself? What if you never got drafted?
I think I'd be an entrepreneur because my dad was the same. Like, he was able to embrace his circumstance. Like, my dad had a car wash, had a clothing store. So for me, like, I started washing cars at that age, selling candy in school. So I think I'd have been a businessman, an entrepreneur.
You redirected that. So I really, at the end of the day, talking about passion, money, this, that, the other.
Chef, oh, good. Yeah, we had you sitting for a long time. What we got real quick, what we got, what we eat tonight?
What we had,
yeah, because every chef was like, her hand getting tired. Chef like, damn, y'all going to ask me a question or something? I got my nice Nike fit on right now, looking cool.
No, it's okay.
All right, go ahead.
Jumbo lump crab cakes, roasted potatoes, and a side salad. Kept it light.
That's so delicious.
It was good?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't talk about my meal, Chef?
You have kale and sweet potatoes, farro, and black beans.
That's a boy. What my favorite is?
Hey, Chef, do you call that a bowl?
No, it's a power bowl. It's a power veggie bowl.
What's the problem, fam?
Fred, kale and salmon. Fred.
I got sweet potato.
Fred, enjoy your life, Fred.
I am. We just talked about moderation.
Kale, sweet potatoes, that's not enjoying life.
I want to touch on something you said, too. I mean, think about it, too. Think about the decision that you were getting ready to make that was going to fuck your life up, but your daddy came and saved you. How important is that in the black community nowadays to hear that story of being a young father? Anybody out there listening to this know they out here having mass sex with all these tricks, all these thots, or whatever y'all want to call them. You know what I'm saying? And y'all going to make a baby. Y'all gonna have another black kid in the world without his daddy. We gotta man up. Everybody gotta man up. Because if you ain't manning up as a dad, you ain't gonna have a Brandon Marshall. You know what I'm saying? Think about the decision that your daddy was making all the plays and getting that work, making that money. And then you like, man, I gotta make a quick buck. And then you stupid, you got everything for you. He don't want you to make the same mistakes. But some people don't have that dad to come to school and say, hey, that's a bad idea, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Chase your dreams. You got everything in front of you. To you, you're like, damn, where I can't pay my bills. I can't eat. I got to go do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? But everybody needs to know that just that one small thing can change a lot. You know what I'm saying?
And to that point, though, because they call it free game. You know, we've been doing this for a couple of years. They call it free game. And you brought it up to where what you do is damn near like what we do. Bro, you one in a million, and we're one in a million. Adley's one in a million, but to be a black male that plays with damn animals and knows about animals, bro, like what you do is not normal. So the kid, like you would ask them, the kids that inspired them to do that, what would be your message to that young, the 11-year-old young black man right now that's looking at you and like, man, that's cool as hell. I would love to be like you.
Keep dreaming, man. Let your imagination run. And at the end of the day, I'm just a big-ass kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm living my kid life-like right now. You know, everything I thought about, imagine, I want to go to this place. I go to places now that I've never been in my life. And I'm chilling because in my mind, I've been there 100 times. I done dreamt about it. I done drew about it. I done watched movies about it. But when I get there, I'm like, damn, I done been here before. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I'm able to be comfortable because I let my imagination, I let my dreams, never let them run dry. So any kid out there that's dreaming that want to be something, whether it's being a Tarzan or Brandon Marshall, football, whatever you want to be, an astronaut. You got motherfuckers that want to be astronauts and space dudes, whatever you want to call them. Elon Musk got an LLC launching rockets out of L.A. going to space. He don't work with NASA. I ain't got a zoology degree. I ain't go to school for X amount of years to get a degree. But I ain't say, hey, I can't get a degree. Fuck. I'm going to go sell some dope. Or I'm going to go. I play football. I had to make a decision. I liked football because I liked to compete. You know what I'm saying? I lost family back in the day, and they was all athletes. You know what I'm saying? Pops was an athlete. Lost my pops. So I'm like, damn, I want to go out there. I want to compete. I want to be an athlete.
What position did you play?
I played slot. But my first time ever playing football, I was fat. I'm eating pizza, going fishing. I didn't give a fuck about no sports.
Yo, so pizza, that matters what you eat?
Oh, here we go.
It does and it doesn't. If I eat Domino's every day and I'm going fishing and I'm watching Animal Planet, I'm gonna get fat. If I'm eating Domino's every day and I'm going fishing twice a week and playing basketball 3 times a week, I ain't gonna be as fat.
You played wide receiver, right?
Yep.
Who you want? Who you want as the ex? Ocho or B. Marshall?
Uh-oh.
What's the route? What's the route? It don't matter. Slant, nine, stop, go.
Hey, did you hear the key word? What's the time? Did you hear the key word you just said?
Yeah.
What's the route?
What's the route?
The fact that you said route and I'm known for one thing means it's me.
What do you mean what you known for?
What do you mean? Route one. Look at the feet. Look. Right there. Look.
Put your leg down.
Okay.
I see what you did right there.
What's the route?
Yeah.
And where we at on the field? And do we got a score?
We backed up on the 20. Yep. Or we just crossed the 50.
Nah, we're in the first quarter. We're in the first quarter of the game.
I got the whole game.
Who, the whole game.
And it's only one. It's only one person in this room that's open 24/7.
No. That's not the situation. You can't say one person.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was the situation when I played.
Uh-oh.
You sound like T.O., your brother.
I know, right?
That ain't you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You got the reception record of all time of one game, correct? Single game.
I guess. I don't know.
What is it?
Man, and they were sorry as fuck.
What was it?
Man, 21.
21.
Is it 21?
Yeah, I think it's 21. Might be 22. They lost that game?
Y'all lost that game.
I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Oh, God.
If I got the whole game, you know what I'm saying? I'm
you about to, because Cam Newton came on here. And Cam Newton went in this side. He didn't say anything.
When Cam spoke, who did Cam say the ex was?
He didn't say that.
Fred, who did Cam say the ex was?
I think it was B.
No, he said Ocho at the beginning. But here's
he
the thing.
He said it was you?
Here's the thing, bro.
Why wouldn't he?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Tarzan.
You the ex?
Ocho got 3 million followers on Twitter. He got over 1 million followers on Instagram. He's known for what? The celebrations, the big personality, all of that stuff. So, like, just people are just blinded. Why? By, like, his personality and all the cool stuff that he does that they forget about football. So, like, Cam Newton, I feel like he was blinded.
He wasn't blinded. He's a quarterback.
He's blinded because it's Ocho Cinco. Like, think about that.
Hold on,
His name is Ocho Cinco. His name is Ocho Cinco. Like, what? He's the first person ever in the National Football League to change his name. Like, how do you do that? Why do you do that?
That was marketing branding.
Exactly.
That's another show.
So you propaganda.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
That was a good one.
Yes.
Propaganda made change.
So, like, let's clear out that. Like, don't take that blind.
He tried to hit me back for the earlier.
Oh.
That's a good one.
You say Cam was blinded. Yeah, propaganda. So he wouldn't know who to throw to. So,
X. Game is on the line.
I hit you with everything.
You had the dead leg.
I can run you over.
Fred, you didn't.
I can shake you.
You didn't.
I can stutter step, dead leg, high raise, slow mo.
All of that didn't.
I stiff arm you. I got a 5-pack.
Fred, you can't stiff. Look at your little bitty arms.
And your face.
All right, Tarzan, end the show.
No, I like how we getting off topic.
Who you want?
If I got a whole game, I'm gonna have to go with the. Man, I got the most receptions.
Ooh.
What?
Because I got him in the first quarter. I got him the whole game. We're going to keep throwing the ball.
But all he's going to do is catch 6-yard routes.
And don't take nothing away from my boy.
Nah, we ain't boys no more, man. Man. Like, I thought we was there with the animals and shit. Like, we had a connection.
I thought it was the last play of the game or some shit.
Our Wi-Fi is off, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm pissed.
He turned his Wi-Fi off.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi our connection f***ed up.
And the XZ discussion continues.
I just want to tell him. I got to tell him because you know how I am. Bro, your teeth are fucking immaculate. Bro, those teeth are beautiful.
Thanks, man.
God damn.
I got that little big as shit when I first got them.
They big, but they
nice.
You know
what I'm saying? I was like, fuck, man. I already had big ass teeth, so I got. Then I was like, "Damn, this shit, I got a little size too big."
Early white. You brush your teeth every day?
Every day.
Damn. What,
3 times
He's
a day.
Serious
sometimes.
Though.
I told her I want them bitches white.
White.
White. Yeah. You know, messing with them Colombians, like, you know, white shit.
That shit's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, keep your snake away from me.
Oh, I holler at Sasha. We nasty. Me and my wife will bring Sasha in the bed. We can do.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness gracious. We can wrap around her and wrap around me, and we can just wrap around each other.
Listen, mm-hmm. not since we talking about yeah. hitting and shit. I'm listen, I'm let's make a left turn. You shave your balls?
Manscaped.
You manscaped?
The top or up under?
I mean,
what?
I'm the top. Listen.
Because Fred on the sides and the bottom have hair too. See, you're inconsiderate.
Yeah, you're to inconsiderate. Whoever you're dealing with.
Because Fred. You got to get all up underneath there because time out, no matter
time what. So you do manscape.
Time out.
You do manscape.
I do manscape. Right. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
What I mean, so you listen, I manscape.
You keep and, it nice. And without the head, it gives a vision, a thought
visual
of
look of being bigger than normal.
Bigger than it.
We on the. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, here we go.
Cause listen, let me tell you something. Listen, I don't care about these cameras. Cause listen, cause I can shave, right? Mm-hmm. I can go from 3 inches to 5 like this.
Boom.
Once you knock the hair out the way.
Oh my good.
Dude, I'm tech.
Cause you go straight from body to body.
Yes. To labeled it changing gears.
So do you manscape?
Hey, do you manscape?
Nah.
No. He talks that he in the wild.
Oh, that's right. He can't manscape.
Oh.
But listen.
So you just natural from birth?
Hair? Bro, I shave with a razor.
Razor?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want you, listen.
Oh, here we go.
I have this manscape kit for you, right? Your balls will thank you. Mm-hmm. Now listen, you can also shave your ass. Listen to me.
Fred.
Fred, where you going?
Fred.
Fred, where you going?
Freaky Fred, right, this right, is your right, conversation. Right.
Fred, where you going?
Fred. Right,
but no, I want you to check it out. I know.
It's a gift, bro. Listen, I love gifts, man,
I know
for sure.
The buttocks area, you know, it's for exit. But sometimes you never know who you're dealing with. You might have to enter. Huh? So.
They can play with the outskirts, but not enter.
I thought you and your wife was freaky.
No. But then she plays with the outskirts, but what no insertion, though.
So, wait a minute. This is a new segment. So, y'all really ain't what I thought y'all
were.
But
we are. Like, we can
the
play.
Way you be talking, I'm thinking you...
I done jumped and jumped on her from the bed. Right. But not insertion, though. Like,
no.
You fondle the outskirts.
Well, you ain't as freaky as I thought you were. You like here talking...
You want to put something around inside?
This ain't about me. We focus on you.
I want to focus on you, too.
Nah, but anyway, back to my script.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wooden wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I did.
Hey there, I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.